The road to Catamount Bluff was unmarked and unpaved, and meandered along the western edge of a protected 700-acre forest and nature preserve. A security guard was stationed at the head of the road. Connor Reed recognized him as Terry Brooks, an off-duty Blackhall police officer. It wasn't uncommon for town cops to moonlight as private security for exclusive compounds along the shoreline. Connor waved as he passed. His Ford Interceptor took the ruts with no problem as he followed Griffin Chase. They passed three mailboxes. The houses to which they belonged were hidden behind hedges. This was the kind of old money place where they didn't bother with fancy gates or even a paved road. The road ended at the Chase's house. Connor drove into the turnaround in front of a large silver-shingled house on the bluff above the rocky beach, Long Island Sound sparkling into the distance. Connor was surprised to see Ben Markham, a uniformed Blackhall cop, standing by the front door. He paused a moment before getting out of the car, watching Griffin speak to Markham. There was obvious familiarity between them. Markham had been called to testify in some of Griffin's trials. Plus, as a local cop, he would do regular patrols here and possibly pick up shifts as a guard, just like Brooks. The Chase's rambling old house sat on acres of direct waterfront, property worth more than the average prosecutor and an artist could afford. But everyone knew Griffin came from a family fortune. Connor figured this had to be one of the most expensive pieces of real estate in the state. Connor walked from the vehicle toward the two men and exchanged a nod with Markham. "I just called Ben and asked him to meet us here," Griffin explained. "Got it," Connor said. He hadn't heard the call over his police radio and realized Griffin had used his cell phone. "Claire has been really nervous," Griffin said. "Jackie says it's just jitters, but I don't know. She's had something on her mind this last week, but she wouldn't miss her show for anything." "You think something happened to her?" Markham said, frowning at the house. "I'm sure she's fine," Griffin said. "But let's find her. We'll start in her studio." He led them around the side of the house, through an arch in the privet hedge, to a solid post and beam barn built at the edge of the bluff. It looked new in comparison with the 100-or-so-year-old house. Griffin unlocked the door, and Markham and Connor followed him inside. Connor made a quick scan of the structure. It had an open floor plan, north-facing windows, an easel, a work table, a daybed, and bookshelves. The space smelled of oil paint, turpentine, and the beach. "She designed it herself," Griffin said, "and I had it built for her." The space had no interior walls. There was nowhere to hide.